Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Fornetti here with your Friday edition. We do these podcasts three times per week, get you all that great information that you've been wanting to know, wanting to find out, and craving to have. We have it in written form, of course, but boy, the interaction that we can have between our experts and you, the listener, very, very easy to do. You can email me questions, lineup questions. Maybe you've got a trade proposal. Maybe you're in a keeper league and want to decide who to take, what young studs on your roster to keep. Well, you can email me those, and we'll get those out to our experts at footballdiehards.com. My email there, it's Vern at footballdiehards.com. On Mondays, we review the week that was and preview the week upcoming. And then on during the middle part of the week, and now very, very important due to all of the great action that we have middle part of the week, We do our waiver wire pickups. What players should you go out and grab via the waiver wire because of all those key movements? I mean, everyone can go grab some big name guy that somebody mistakenly released in your league. But what guy can you go find that will be a one-week fit? Well, we can find that for you here every Wednesday. And then towards the end of the week, we do some starts and some sits, go through some of the matchups. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. And we give you some of those hidden gems off the back end of your bench to put in there. And joining me, as he does each and every Friday or Saturday, as we do these towards the end of the week, is Joe Hebert. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. How are you today?
Very good, very good. And now, I don't know if you heard as I was bringing you in, but now with the calendar flips to November, we've got a lot of the Thursday games beginning, especially as we creep closer and closer to the Thanksgiving holiday. It's even more important to log on to Football Diehards because it's such a condensed week. Owners need to change their schedule for how they research their teams.
That's right. Unfortunately, not every league out there allows you to go up until game time of each game to set your lineup. So if your league dictates that your lineup needs to be in for the kickoff of the first game of the week with Thursday games coming, that's going to make for a lot of tough decisions early in the week.
Yeah, that's like a fascist regime. You should never have a league that allows that. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get started here and work through the top couple of positions. And again, what Joe does is find some of those hidden gems, the guys that you have been keeping deep on your rosters to go ahead and put in, guys that you haven't typically been starting that you have for depth. Well, maybe some of those guys make sense due to some of the matchups, due to some of the numbers crunchings. Let's start with quarterback. Last week, I know a lot of people were hoping to get through the Phillip Rivers bye week, and this week, Dallas gets a bye week, so Tony Romo should be back next week. That'll help a lot of owners. Kurt Warner's just been outstanding. We got a lot of quarterbacks up, a lot of quarterbacks down. Who are some guys this week that you think make pretty good starts, and then some guys that you definitely should sit?
Right. I think on the start side, one of the quarterbacks I like a lot this week is David Girard. It's his turn to face the Lions, and as you all know, that's fantasy heaven. So you can always count on whoever's going against the Lions to get in your lineup. Luckily for Girard, he still has Matt Jones, who somehow has not been sat down yet by the commissioner for his cocaine thing. I don't know what's holding that up, but as long as he's around, Girard's a happy guy, and so is Jones, so I like that play. Looking elsewhere, Matt Ryan faces the Saints. The Saints are still not a good defensive team, regardless of what they try to do over there, and Ryan has just shown remarkable composure for a rookie. He's really been extremely impressive to me, and I can't say enough about him, at least for his rookie year, and he certainly seems like a budding superstar in this league.
Mm-hmm.
One more that I like is Mark Bulger this week. The Rams are going up against the Jets, and while the Jets are extremely good at stopping the run, considering the fact that the Rams are not going to have, it looks like, Steven Jackson or even possibly Antonio Pittman, looks like it's Bulger to the air all day long, and he should be able to find some success.
What do you think about Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger? Looks like he's going to be hurting and probably out, going back to one of the old fantasy hopefuls there. What do you think about what's going on in Pittsburgh?
Right. Looks like it could be a Leftwich week, Byron Leftwich week. And to be honest, I was extremely shocked at how well he played for Roethlisberger this past week. He was very impressive. He's always been a sort of hot and cold quarterback, and it seems like you can get a game or two out of him, and then he starts falling back into his old ways of not living up to all that potential that he showed when he came out of Marshall. So he's kind of a scary star. If you have to go with him, he could produce. It's certainly a possibility, but I'm leery of saying, yeah, I'm confident in him.
What about some guys that you definitely should shy away from?
This week, the player I've identified is Peyton Manning with the Colts. Going up against the Steelers, that's just a rough matchup all the way around for the Colts. And as we go through today's sits and starts, you'll find I really just don't like that matchup for the Colts a whole lot. And it starts with Manning at the top.
Okay. Anybody else that you really just don't care for whatsoever this week?
He's pretty much my primary pick this week. He's the one I'm leaning on to not produce.
I got some emails about Gus Frerotte. You know, he started off pretty good, obviously, and things started to go the right direction. Then, you know, he was a little scary and just a game manager. Then last week throws three touchdowns. So what do you think about him going forward this season? Is he just purely a, okay, I'll get you by this week type of quarterback?
I would say so. He's put up some remarkable numbers, really, for considering who he was coming into the year. And I think a lot of his success depends upon how well exactly Adrian Peterson is running the ball. And what we saw there for a few weeks going into the bye is Peterson was having some issues because he was concerned about ball security. He was dropping the ball a lot, and it affected his running. And once he gets going, you know, I think truly that's what the Vikings want to do. They want to play defense and run the ball. And while Bernard Berrien's become a really nice target for him, that's not the strength of their offense. And he's hard to count on. There's a reason he was pulled off the bench and wasn't immediately starting over Tavares Jackson.
How about some running backs to start and some, you know, do some sits with? Because you mentioned Steven Jackson doesn't look like he's going to play. Kenneth Darby's not on your list, is he?
No, he did not make it.
Okay, I'm just wondering if he made the cut. You know.
No. Nope, not this week, but we are reaching pretty deep, though. And this week I'm starting with Jamaal Charles out with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Larry Johnson's got one more game to sit, and Colby Smith's gone to IR. So it's pretty much the Jamaal Charles show for the Chiefs going against the Chargers this week. It's not a great matchup, but he's pretty much all they got, and they're definitely not going to be able to just sit back and throw the ball all day. And Charles has some really nice explosive moves in the hole. And he's a back I like a whole lot going forward and your keeper in dynasty leagues. But for a one-week play here before Larry Johnson comes back, you might want to give him a whirl if you're down to a player like that. Injuries have once again opened the door for Moel Moore with the Steelers. Looks like Willie Parker's not available this week. So the Colts tend to play hot and cold run defense. You just don't know quite what they're going to do, whether they're going to shut you down this week or somebody's going to run all over them. So Moore is a more than capable player, especially with his ability to catch balls out of the backfield as well. So he should do you well. Kevin Smith of the Lions. As we all know by now, probably, Dante Culpepper looks like he'll be getting the call for the Lions this week. And with only a few days of practice, I don't expect him to be fully competent in the passing game.
Exactly.
And to me, that means the Lions are going to have to go ahead and depend on that running game. And Kevin Smith has certainly looked a whole lot better than Rudy Johnson this year. So he could actually be a surprise producer, especially when the Jags are giving up 4.5 yards of carry. Over on the dud side, we're right back to that Colts versus Steelers matchup, and Joseph Addai is somebody I don't like. I don't know what's going on with the Colts running game this year. They just haven't got it going at all. And that's been one of the biggest fantasy disappointments out there. And I think this is one more week where Addai is not a good start. And if you're looking for one more not to start, Ryan Grant has a really, really rough matchup this week. And I'm just not a fan of him being able to get it done against the Vikings. You can run on the Vikings if you have speed and can get to the edge, but that's not Grant's game. So I don't expect them to have a good week at all.
What about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis for New England? I've put him into my lineup the last couple of weeks, and seems like just still a consistently good play with the injuries they've had. It's not like he's putting up huge numbers, but seems to find the end zone.
Yeah, he's been certainly taking advantage of the opportunity he's been given, and that's such a big thing here in fantasy is you have to have the opportunity to score points. Sometimes it's not about what you are. You can be a third, fourth, or fifth string running back even, but if you're the man getting, you know, 10, 15 carries a game or at least the red zone carries, you can be productive, and that's what we need to look for when we're filling out our lineups. Who's going to get the opportunities to score you points?
Give us some starts and sits at the wide receiver position to wrap us up this week.
Okay. Over in the wide receivers, I like Vincent Jackson of the Chargers. He's going against the Chiefs, and what Jackson brings every week is that fantastic size and speed that make him such a matchup issue for any defense, really. And as we all know, Phillip Rivers has been on fire, and he seems to really like that. He's an elite quarterback, and he wants to keep doing that. So he seems to have the urge to be a star, and Vincent Jackson seems like he'll be on the other end of that ball quite often.
All right.
We talked about it a little bit earlier, but Matt Jones is still around and still playing, and he's got the matchup against the Lions, and that should mean good 8 to 10 balls and probably a touchdown or two and plenty of yards. So I really like Jones against the Lions. One more that I like this week would be Musim Muhammad against the Raiders. The Raiders from time to time can actually play some defense, but what they'll be looking to do in this game is what every defense does, is you want to stop Steve Smith and you want to stop the ground game, and that leaves Muhammad available for matchups against the weaker corner, and this year he's really taken advantage of that, so I think he could be a decent play.
Who are some guys you don't like?
Over on the dud side, it was kind of hard this week to find a dud for me, but what I ended up going with was Calvin Johnson with the Lions. He's been pretty automatic regardless of his quarterback this year, and he's putting up some pretty good stats, especially touchdowns. But, again, what we're seeing here is Dante Culpepper just walked in off the street, and how much of the offense does he have, and can he be on the same page with Johnson? Granted, he may just have to throw the ball up, especially in the red zone, to get Johnson a score or two, but I'm concerned that, he's that Culpepper will flounder, and that could affect Johnson pretty badly. So I'm concerned about him. You may have a rough time finding two or three receivers to start over Johnson, but it's something to be aware of.
I went back to your quarterback list. You mentioned Mark Bolger for the first time, in a long time. What would be a guy that you think would is there a Rams wide receiver that you like, or is there someone in particular that is kind of piquing your interest at all?
Well, obviously,
or do you just like Bolger?
I like Bolger mostly because I would certainly love to pick Avery, and who's been so hot up until last week. But being a rookie receiver, they are hard to depend on, and it's hard to give that shout out. Every time you think that he has a great matchup, you should take advantage of it. Like any rookie, they're still learning the game, and so I prefer at this point to more or less just depend on Bolger to find either Holt or whoever, and get a success that way.
Excellent. Well, Joe, great stuff as always. We'll be reading your work online and catch you here at the end of every week to give us some starts and some sets. We appreciate it.
Sounds good, Jeff. Take care.
Thanks so much. That's Joe Hebert, one of our great experts here at footballdiehards.com. And why else would you go to any site, any other source for information? We have constant updates. We have these podcasts. We have columns, information galore. Our message board's still top-notch. So keep it locked right here. It's your fantasy source, footballdiehards.com. We'll be back with these three times next week, kicking off things on Monday. Good luck, everybody, this week, and until Monday with our footballdiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Fernetti. So long, everybody.